The Life Lucy Knew, a novel written by Karma Brown and read by Georgina Marie.
Chapter 1. I have a complicated relationship with my memory. Most of us, me included, believe our memories are fairly accurate, that events happened the way we remembered them, like a video camera capturing a scene. Hit the play button and you'll see the same images, the same order of events unfold before your eyes. The quality as good as it was the first time the scene was captured. But apparently, that isn't at all how it works. Like the bike I got when I turned 8, with the rainbow handlebar tassels I'd been coveting, and the tinny bell I insisted on ringing incessantly as I set out on a ride. I remembered waking the morning of my birthday and seeing it at the end of my bed, shiny and begging for me to ride it. But when I later recounted this memory as an adult at a family dinner, my mom told me that while, yes, I did get such a bike for my birthday, it was never in my bedroom. How would we have snuck it in there? And how on earth would you have carried it down the stairs, Lucy? My mom had said, laughing. It was in the living room, half hidden by that ficus. Remember that plant? It lived forever. Yet no matter how I tried to place that bike behind the mangy ficus tree my mom routinely propped up with bamboo sticks and that lived past when I left home, I could only ever see it at the foot of my bed. Giant yellow bow glittering with the morning light coming through my thin curtains, its white rubber tires pristine, the paint glossy and chip-free, the handlebar streamers sparkling rainbows. At some point, my brain chose a different setting for my 8th birthday gift, and every time I had remembered that event since, it solidified the image to the point where I argued with my mom that night about the recollection. She must have remembered it wrong. Her brain more aged than mine, her memory less elastic. But when Dad and my older sister Alexis reinforced Mom's version, my sister and I shared a room, so surely she would have remembered a clunky bike at the end of my bed, I was forced to admit I had gotten it wrong. And just like that, I began to doubt myself and the memory. How did I get the bike nearly as big as I was down the stairs? That would have been a major feat, like my mom had said. Soon enough, I had to admit maybe the bike had never been where I remembered it, even if the memory felt as real to me as any other. Honest lying is what the therapist I have been seeing, Dr. Amanda Kay, called it. The perfect oxymoron if I had ever heard one. How can it be honest if I am lying? Apparently, this recreating of the past happens all the time to everyone, Dr. Kay explained during our first visit. In fact, each time we recall something, we aren't actually remembering the original experience. We're remembering a memory of it. Our memories are fickle things, changing imperceptibly the very next time we recall them. They are not intact the way we imagine them to be, but simply a construct of the real thing, then a construct of the construct.
And on it goes.
It's like putting a new layer of wallpaper over an existing one, Dr. Kay explained. Multiple layers later, all you can see is the pink pastel roses on the top, and not the blue and white stripes from a few years back. But the stripes are still there. Even if now you'd swear on your life that blue is actually purple, the white stripe's gray. Our memory is not as reliable as we like to believe. So we're creating a knockoff version of an event and then remembering the knockoff as the real thing? Precisely, Dr. Kay had replied. There's no way to guarantee accuracy in our memories. Our brains pick and choose moments from our past and stitch them together to create something that suits us best at the time.